here at the IFAJ pre-Congress master class program, I'm visiting with Case. First of all, Case, tell me where you're from and what you do.
Well, I'm from the Netherlands. I work for a development agency called AgriTerra. AgriTerra is an organization founded and steered by the Dutch farmer organizations and cooperatives, and with a mandate to support their peers in developing countries. So we support them with funds and with advisory services, and these are peer-to-peer. So colleagues, their colleagues, experts from the Dutch agricultural and cooperative sector, they do advisory missions, advisory assignments in for their colleagues in Africa, Asia, and America, and Latin America.
And you're also here helping coordinate this master class program, right?
Yeah, that's right, because, the idea behind this is that you, there is a role for farmers, mm-hmm. and especially for farmer organizations to play when it comes to development, mm-hmm. Especially in rural areas. The levels of poverty in Africa and in the other continents as well, mm-hmm. they're extremely high. So, and there's no poverty alleviation without a practical and very active role of farmers and their organizations, their representative bodies in that aspect. So, and of course, then we also need the communication on this program, on these efforts, to really put on the stage the role farmers can play in alleviating poverty.
Well, when it comes to this initiative, Farmers Fighting Poverty, tell me a little bit about what it is you hope to accomplish and kind of where are you at in terms of the development of this project.
Well, it's. I think it's more than a project. Eh? It's really a long-term goal, and we go there step by step. We are already working on it for 4 years now, and even longer as AgriTerra. And I think we have accomplished quite a lot already, because like for 5 or 10 years ago, there was no role whatsoever in the debate, in the discussion on poverty, on development in Africa, in rural areas. Now it is. Now more and more governments, multilateral institutions are aware of the importance of involving farmers in their programs, in their projects, but also in their policy and in their regulations and legislation to involve farmers in those debates, in those discussions, but also in implementing concrete programs. So nowadays, for instance, in countries like Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Ethiopia, farmers and their organizations are playing a much more dominant role in this debate and also in implementing these programs. So yeah, we're getting there, although there's a long way to go, of course.
How about, I'm from the United States, do you see much support from our country?
Of course. Like in the U.S., from the dairy sector, you have Land O'Lakes. So they have a development program in Africa as well, addressing the dairy crops over there. Actually, as AgriTerra, in this Farmers Fighting Poverty program, we have quite some contacts with them, and we try to be complementary on each other and to really boost these dairy cooperatives over there. There's a growing domestic market for milk and other dairy products. Farmers are anxious to increase their productivity. They're very ambitious on that as well, and I think we are already very instrumental in providing, especially the knowledge and the skills and to make their businesses grow and expand their businesses. Yeah.
So if somebody wants to find out more about this and see what ways they can help, I guess, where do we direct them? Is there a resource online we can point to, maybe?
Yeah, of course. Well, I think the best, when it comes to AgriTerra, it's best to go to our website, agriterra.org. And so there you can find all the information, and also for farmers from the United States, from the cooperative and the producer organizations. I would really love to expand our collaboration with the U.S. as well in this field, because there's so much work to do, and especially U.S. farmers, they have a lot of knowledge to share. There's a lot of expertise that is really of interest to African farmers. So it would be great to if they go all to www.agriterra.org.
Okay. Yeah. We will direct them there, and I know we'll have quite a few of them seeing and hearing our interview here.
Yeah.
So we'll hopefully that'll generate some more interest in finding out and maybe contacting and getting involved.
In that sense, to wrap up is In fact, what we do, especially when it comes to the cooperative sector in mm-hmm. Africa, is we make cooperatives bankable. So that's for them to develop their business, to get access to finance, and to make their business grow. So making cooperatives bankable is what we do, and that we need all the support possible, also from the U.S.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Case. Thank you. Good to see you here at the IFAJ Congress. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.